Hey listeners, my name's James.
And I'm Tim.
We're your hosts.
You're listening to
The Wave of Wire.
And welcome back to another fantastic episode of The Wave of Wire, your home of all your fantasy needs. I'm Tim, and joined by my co-host, James. James, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, Tim. How are you?
I'm in a fantastic mood, James, because we get to talk about DFS, our favourite topic ever.
Really? Yeah, definitely our favourite podcast of the week. Everyone loves the DFS podcast. Get rave reviews about it.
We've got a lot of things coming up. The DFS player of the week, the tool of the week, as we all know, our favourite rant section, and the, of course, the must-have plays that everyone's here for.
That's what everyone's here for. And we've got some value picks and a couple of pointed differences a bit later in the show.
And also, Unique of the Week. Also, yeah, the newest segment, Unique of the Week. All right, let's not waste any time, James. Let's jump straight in. Our DFS player of the week is Blake Griffin. Coming back onto a Clippers team who is, well, they've got a lot of holes, really. With Chris Paul not running the point, they're a mess. And everyone can tell that they're a mess because DeAndre Jordan's not going to be running that team. I can tell you that right now. So Blake Griffin's becoming he's really in charge. He's got to facilitate, rebound, and score from behind the arc because that's what they're missing a lot, really.
Evident in that triple-double he had the other day.
Exactly right. He hit that triple-double in his last six games that he's played since Chris Paul's been removed from the side and he's been back. He's averaging 44 fantasy points, and that's about 16,000 on draft.
So a little bit less, so it's pretty good value. That's why we've picked him as the DFS player of the week. It's good money, good value for his price, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why he's our DFS player of the week, instead of, you know, just listening to James bang on about James Harden every single week. All right, James, you know what? I'm feeling nice. I'm going to let you do the tool of the week this week.
No, let me take it over. My first ever tool of the week.
Studio audience?
They're pretty hyped about me going for the first time, Tim. Just tell them to quiet down out there. All right, tool of the week. Pretty rough to give it to him, but I'm going to have to... My inaugural tool of the week goes to Boogie Cousins. Purely for the fact that he expended all that energy. I was watching that game, Tim, Sacramento versus Chicago. Expended all that energy, bringing them back from the brink. 27 down. Boogie and Ty Lawson were bananas. Boogie Cousins gets the and one, ties the game with 30 seconds left, has a chance for the lead. Misses the free throw.
Oh, no.
Then all of a sudden, Dwayne Wade, as always, no one expected him to miss. Didn't miss. And then DeMarcus Cousins gets the shirt pull. And Dwayne Wade saunters into a open basket, and then he gets ejected. Tim, do you know why he's my tool of the week? That was his 16th technical. I have him in my fantasy team this week. And I don't have many players playing this week because the scheduling's pretty fucked. And he's going to miss a game. It's just unbelievable. DeMarcus Cousins, guess what, mate? You're getting a spanner in the mail. You're a tool of the week.
Make sure you hit us up on Twitter, DeMarcus, because it's coming to you. And we know that you love these sort of things, DeMarcus. We saw you in the change rooms. You know, fuck Golden State. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
He got fine for that.
He likes to have a bit of fun off the court, does Boogie Cousins. All right, James. Why everyone's here. We're jumping into it real early in the show, really.
But this is what everyone's here for, Tim.
The must-have plays. On Thursday, we've gone with Izzy Thomas.
Yeah, can't go wrong with Isaiah Thomas at the moment.
We'll have a massive game against the Blazers, who are, let's just say their backcourt isn't known for their defense.
Second worst in the league at defending point guards.
Even though they're probably one of the best backcourt pairings in the league.
Yeah, offensively.
It's hilarious, really.
But they managed to give up 112 to the Mavs team, who are probably the worst offensive team in the NBA.
Oh, they're
NBA
a little hot streak, the Mavs.
Yeah,
just apart from the fact that they got destroyed by the Nuggets. Because the Nuggets are a top-tier team at the moment.
Yoke sanity going on right here.
Yoke sanity.
Yeah, no, but Isaiah Thomas should have a game against the Blazers. I'm very happy to back him there on Thursday as the must-have player of the day.
And since he's a scorer and he gets most of it, he can score big totals. That's exactly where he's going to get all these points. Because they're a poor D, he's just going to score more. He's going to light them up.
He'll probably score 40, to be honest.
Is that all?
Well, the Boston's bench does a good job of losing leads, which is good for Isaiah Thomas, because he gets to come in and score 40 points in the fourth quarter, which is very handy for DFS.
That's probably why he's the number one player in the league in the fourth quarter, because he has to bring him back from the brink.
Always.
Game after game. Anyway, James, who we got on Friday?
Right, I've gone for a little bit of a point of difference. Normally it wouldn't be a point of difference, but up against the Warriors, everyone becomes a point of difference, I reckon, here. Marc Gasol, a little bit outside of the box thinking here. Memphis play the Warriors well. They're the only team this year, the Grizzlies, to beat the Spurs, Rockets, Cavs, and Warriors.
And they beat the Warriors twice.
And they beat, yeah, so look out for the big man to have a big performance. Maybe he'll drag him into overtime again against the Warriors, but I would love overtime for Marc Gasol. But should be dominant inside with Zaza yet missing yet another game, probably. So JaVale McGee just and Draymond Green won't be big and strong enough to deal with Marc Gasol, and I reckon he drags Memphis over the line for a W.
Do you know an interesting fact, James?
What?
Golden State struggle against teams who use their center as like a focal point for their offense.
And that's what Marc Gasol
is. They struggle against young, burly bigs, aka Jusuf Nurkić. But no, I'm just using it as an example, like a big center, like Jonas Valanciunas. Someone who's a big body, he's just in there. He's going to grind. He's going to get offensive rebounds and stuff. But they also struggle against like a Marc Gasol, someone who's a triple threat, because they have literally no idea what to do.
Draymond's going to match up on him, and Marc Gasol's just what. A foot taller than him.
He's going to take him to the cleaners.
Yeah, I reckon Marc Gasol is a big game.
If Draymond lines up, he's had a bit of a knee niggle.
If Draymond, he should be locked into 100% of teams if Draymond doesn't play as well.
It's going to be a disaster. Marc Gasol is going to take him to the cleaners.
Absolutely. Saturday team. I reckon I'll cover this one, actually, because I've put this one in here. Eric Gordon. We've talked a lot about Eric Gordon on this show because his three-point threat is pretty valuable to the DFS scoring, as you get that extra point. So if he scores 30 points and 10 of them are threes, that's an extra 10 points over your opponent. And his shooting, well, let's just say it's been lackluster as of late.
It's been terrible, James. Stop putting icing on it.
He's been hurt and he's been tired because the Rockets have played so many games. And the Rockets had 3 days off and he came back with a bang against the Orlando Magic, scored around 30-something today.
Did he actually?
Yeah.
Wait, DFS or points?
No, DFS.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Right, he scored around 20-something points, so that was nice from him, but I'm expecting with fresh legs and he's nice and rested, Rockets have a really soft schedule up until the All-Star break. We only play three more games in the next week and a half or so.
Gee, that's light.
Yeah, that is light. What's today? Thursday. This will be released on Thursday. We're playing three more games. That's it until the All-Star break. It's pretty handy. So, fresh legs, and I'll be expecting seven or more triples from him against a pretty weak Phoenix bench. So 40-plus, I reckon, there for Eric Gordon.
Phoenix bench is
not good.
Defensively. Andrew Barbosa, when you say that, is the...
Eric Gordon goes big, I reckon, for the Rockets. The Rockets will have their way against the Suns, and high-scoring affair incoming on Saturday.
Well, on Sunday, we're going with LaMarcus Aldridge.
It's just short and sharp here, Tim.
James, I don't think I really agree with you, to be honest. LaMarcus Aldridge, James says that LaMarcus Aldridge is going to make a mess of the Knicks. I'm not sure if you're 100% serious.
There's about three games on that day, Tim.
James, I think you meant to say Marcus Aldridge is going to make a mess of the Madison Square Garden.
Oh, he's going to destroy them.
It's not going to be there after he's finished with it. They're going to be balling outside. The roof's going to be blown off.
I reckon LaMarcus goes big, Tim. Not many games. It was pretty tough to choose from that day on the Monday. But on the Sunday. But I think Marcus Aldridge will make a big impression on the Sunday showcase.
He is very, very, very inconsistent.
But
without Pau Gasol, it's more likely he's going to go big because Pau's not taking his scoring.
Exactly.
And his rebounds. So if he's on from mid-range, watch out. Absolutely watch out. Because Porzingis isn't the fastest to close out. And while he may be a very tall power forward at 7'1", he may not be one of the quickest and most agile defenders for someone getting out to someone who's in space like Marcus Aldridge.
Yeah, definitely. I think he just says, as I said before, Tim Murray, he makes a mess of the Knicks. Pretty simple.
Oh, that's all you had to say.
Monday.
CJ. What else can we say here, really?
Ball out of his brain at the moment, Tim.
Who was it? Was it Oladipo that he sent out into another universe with his crossover?
Yeah.
That was, I had a bit of a chuckle about that. That was pretty funny. You're right, James. He's balling out of his brain at the moment, apparently. That's your quote. Arguably, he has outplayed Dane this season. Well,
It's pretty close.
We've said this many times, week after week, really. We were singing Dame's praises at the start of this season.
Yeah.
There was nothing the man could do wrong. And since then, he's gone missing.
Yeah.
Someone file a missing persons report because Damian Lillard is not playing for the Portland Trail
Blazers. Well, CJ was getting the ball to finish possessions and try and score against Dallas, and he looked like the top dog for that team. So
he's really come out of nowhere. He's really, really developed
well. He's been fantastic. No, he was the most improved player last year for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think Atlanta gives up a lot of points. They're the worst team at defending point guards and shooting guards too. Sorry, my bad. So CJ is a game, but also just I've got a little sneaky thing on here. Don't skip over Dwight Howard. Portland can't grab a rebound to save their lives, and just looks like Dwight Howard should have a monster game. He seems like that seems kind of the game that's set up for him to go big. He's due a big performance. He has one right every week or so. So I reckon he goes big against the Blazers, Tim.
Yeah, look at that, James. Giving everyone value. You're giving them two picks on a day.
Two picks on one.
You're outrageous, my friend. You're outrageous. Boogie on Tuesday has a day out against the Lakers.
Yeah. Just as simple as that, Tim, I think.
The Lakers concede a lot of points, really, yeah, at every position. They like to concede at well over 110 points. In the last couple of weeks, really, since their downfall from their 500 start of the season. With Zubac now taking more minutes at the center, because I'm not sure if they're moving on from Timofey Mozgov.
You can't trade his contract, Tim, I can tell you that right
now. No one's gonna appeal for his contract, but I'm just saying that maybe they think that Zubac has progressed faster than they thought he would, because they didn't think maybe he would come on this quickly. That's why they signed Mozgov on for 4 more years, and they were, you know, expecting him to teach him, give him a couple of minutes. But Zubac has looked really good recently, and I think that even though he has looked good, he's still young.
Yeah,
he's still a young center, and Boogie's going to bully him.
Yeah,
he's absolutely
going to
bully him.
A bit of bully ball going on there.
So, Boogie's going to have a day out against the Lakers. Wednesday, James.
Look, we've rung the praises for Yogi Ferrell, but look, he's not the greatest defending point guard in the league, and I reckon Reggie Jackson's been cooking over the last couple of weeks, Tim. Pistons have been bad, but he's been setting some career highs across the board in 3-point shooting percentage and 3-point makes per game. So I reckon Reggie Jackson probably has a day out against Yogi Ferrell. Yogi Ferrell can't keep up with him. So the crossover of TJ McConnell will probably do that again. Napa
know-how. A Napa guy knows that by the foot, there's no better ride than an old station wagon. Room for 6 people facing forward, 2 people facing backward, and a whole lot of luggage, lumber, and bicycles haphazardly strapped to the roof. If you can parallel park that beast, you can park anything. And with some quality parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep your land ship running longer, stronger. It's not obsolete. It's a rare treasure. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
All right, and that's all for our must-have plays of the week. Now on to our value picks, points of difference, and notes. You don't want to miss these. These are really simple and, just quiet tips that not other people pay attention to. And because we here at the Waiver Wire like to do our deep league research and go further and further into the what makes a fantasy player tick, we've got all the updated news for you. So it's Linsanity all over again. This is our first note of the day, really. You've got to have Yogi in your team because that young man is doing really special things there over at Dallas at the moment. He's been on fire. Nearly hit a game winner. Did hit a game winner.
Pretty close.
Absolutely special. He was really special. I can't believe that Brooklyn waved him at the start of the season.
He was playing well.
He was balling, and they just decided to give him up. So I was a bit surprised at that, and I think Yogi Sanity. Hashtag Yogi Sanity.
As I mentioned before, it's got to be Yogi Sanity.
Yogi Sanity, I think, sounds better.
Yeah, Yogi Sanity.
All right, James, what's the next note?
There's an injury crisis down there in Colorado, Tim. Denver's struggling with injuries at the moment, so my advice for you is just have a gaze at Wilson Chandler throughout the week. Pretty slow on talent there at the moment in the small forward and shooting guard positions. Yeah, with Gallinari and Fareed and Moutier all missing time, it's really shaken up the rotation of Mike Malone, Tim. And I feel that Wilson Chandler, he played 40 minutes in a blowout game against the Mavs, so that's how short on depth they are at the moment over there in Denver. So definitely have a crack at Wilson.
Yeah, because he's playing a bit of small forward and power forward. Yeah. So he's had to, especially with Darrell Arthur, who missed on Thursday as well. He had a bit of a rest. So Wilson Chandler played pretty much every second at power forward. Played all 40 minutes effectively at power forward. And they played a smaller lineup with Jimmy Nelson, Gary Harris, Will Barton, Wilson Chandler, and Jokic.
Yeah, and with Moutier missing some time as well, when Jimmy Nelson doesn't play well, Jamal Murray plays the point, and everyone just shifts down from there, you know. So Gary Harris has to cover those extra minutes at shooting guard and everything. So it ends up with Wilson playing a hell of a lot of minutes, and there's really not anyone else better DFS wise on their team at the moment. So I'd
give Gary Harris a go.
But I'd definitely be having a look at Chandler for his price throughout the week. Just see what you can do. If you find a matchup you like, definitely go for your life on him. I reckon he's a handy little option.
All right, value pick of the week, James.
No, Tim, I've got one more note.
Oh, you do?
Lance Stephenson, Tim, is about to be signed to a team.
Well, I was actually going to put him in our value pick of the week, James. I was going to say it's a double value pick.
It's not his, but he's not. Oh.
Well, if he's going to come in at 5,000, we're assuming.
All right, Tim, we'll talk about the... Well, let's start the value picks. We'll start the value picks. All right, Tim, Shabazz Muhammad was going to be the value pick. But we've recently been alerted to the 10-day contract signing of Lance Stephenson.
And we think that Lance Stephenson will come in at bargain basement prices across DFS.
If he's 5,000, I reckon he's a pretty good option because we saw what he could do in New Orleans before he...
I don't think he was more than 8,000 either in New Orleans.
Yeah, and we saw what he did before he injured himself. He was balling out there for New Orleans. And, him and Shabazz, we've seen that Tibbs likes to have a small rotation. But Shabazz really hasn't set the world on fire, has he?
And the thing that Lance Stephenson needs... He had his stellar year in Indiana when he wasn't the designated scorer.
Yeah.
He had Paul George.
Here he's got Carl Anthony Towns.
Andrew Wiggins.
No, because he's injured.
He'll be taking his minutes.
Yeah.
He'll be perfect.
But he could be disruptive on defense, Tim. He still has that ability to be a pest and get some steals, force some turnovers, get a couple of blocks. But what he was doing in New Orleans was he's setting up teammates. His shooting was never a strong point, so he'd score maybe 10, 12 points a game. Not the best finisher at the rack, but he could definitely finish still. If he's scoring 10 points a game, you're looking for him to get his points with his steals, blocks, and assists. So I think he's definitely an option. If he comes in at 5K, he can definitely get you around 25 points a game. And that's handy value at 5,000 on DraftStars.
Oh, absolutely. It is. Absolutely is. All right, James.
Well, let me just a note on Shabazz. Tibbs likes his rotation short, and Shabazz was the first man off the bench beforehand.
So even though Brandon Rush has been getting the starting duties... He's not the man.
Yeah, Shabazz, he plays about 10 minutes. He starts, but he plays 10 minutes, so he still brings in Shabazz off the bench. So, looks like he'll get most of the minutes, but he won't sit, as I said before, won't sit the house on fire. He's probably just a player who get around 20 points, and he'll free up some cash for those bigger players you want to snag in your lineup when Minnesota plays.
Oh, absolutely, James. So, on to Unique of the Week. You know what? I don't want to talk about this because he burnt me in normal fantasy, so you can talk about him.
You want me to talk about the Unique of the Week? Yeah, actually, I will.
He burned me. I don't want to speak of his name.
Just quietly, Tim. Just quietly. It's been pretty quiet. He's gone under the radar. Trevor Booker.
Oh, Trevor Booker.
Had a very good couple of weeks, Tim. Well, when did you drop him?
After he came back from injury.
How many days ago would that have been? Around 12?
I wouldn't even say that much.
Probably had the best 12 days of his career, I reckon, since you dropped him. And really grinding it out there in Brooklyn. Today I had him in my lineup, and he was on... At three-quarter time, wasn't looking great. He had 7 rebounds, but he scored 15-odd points in the last quarter. Just got all those boards, a couple of blocks. Trevor Booker is one of those guys who will always get a lot of rebounds, purely because Brook Lopez is allergic to getting a rebound.
He's allergic to being anywhere inside a three-point.
Oh, no, for a center, he just shoots triples in the mid-range, and that's about it. He doesn't like getting the ball off the glass.
He doesn't like the paint.
He gets around
probably,
four.
He probably has an allergic reaction to... different coloured paints.
I think he's averaging the least rebounds per game for a starting centre in the NBA.
Disgusting.
So, there you go. That's
literally disgusting.
It improves Trevor Booker's value because he's a very strong rebounder. So, just had a good couple of weeks and he's really not getting selected highly. I think today
he was selected... Yeah, he's a bastard and he burned everyone.
13% he was selected today. And he ended up scoring around 40-odd. No, it's not 30-odd. Sorry, low 30s. And, just a handy little option there to have. Can't go wrong with him, Tim.
I don't want to agree with you, but I have to agree with
you.
He's
cheap too. Comes in under 10K, around 8,000, so it's handy.
So make sure you draft Trevor Booker in your lineups. Actually, James.
Draft.
Speaking of draft, we have to do this, James. I'm sorry. Draft's given us a promo code, being WaiverWirePod, all in capitals. Do you know what you get from that promo code, James?
You get $600, Tim.
Not only do you get $600, you get to play on the best... DFS website of them all.
Draft. Absolutely, Draft is a fantastic little DFS platform. Instead of the normal, select your salary lineup.
And everyone has the same old boring super team, and you're worrying about percentages and who's most picked.
You get put into a snake draft, and you got to select your players. So it really depends on your fantasy knowledge of who's playing that day and how deep you can go into a roster.
The game starts before the games have even started.
Exactly. Yeah, that's my favourite part of doing fantasy, Tim. Everyone loves the draft. There's a lot of excitement building up to it. So you get to do this every day. So draft is just fantastic. So that promo code again was WaiverWirePod. If you want to deposit and get $600 for free, make sure you're doing that. We'd love to see our listeners get a little bit of extra cash.
That's what we're here for.
That's what we're here for with the WaiverWire.
We're here to make sure everyone spread their wings.
Spread their wings. Talk about Ant Lee and Luke Matheson. Shout out.
Spreading their wings, especially Ant. Congrats on your big winnings. Your big winnings. All right, James. We're looking here on the timer. It's exactly 20 minutes.
It's 20 minutes dead on.
Bad on. Bang on. All right, it's time for us to get out of here. This has been Tim and James, the hosts of Kings. Well, sorry, I'm going to change that. It's the Kings of Fantasy here at the Waiver Wire, home of all your fantasy needs. And we'll see you guys next week.